Coming up on episode number 1,322, a couple of showcases on the show today. First off, a tribute to Justin Townes Earle, the son of Steve Earle, who passed away over the weekend. We got a small set of music in tribute to Justin Townes Earle. And also a birthday tribute, a belated 65th birthday tribute for Mr. Joe Jackson, who's going to be stepping out into his own cover story here in just a moment. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 26th. 2020. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another episode of Coverville. Got a tribute coming up later in the show for Justin Townes Earle. And before that, we've got a cover story for Joe Jackson. Now, it's funny, I was talking with my buddy Chris Brown about this. He and I are both big fans of Joe Jackson. And so I let him know. I said, hey, big Joe Jackson episode on the show today. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, don't forget, it's Elvis Costello's birthday. And I said, well, yeah, but I only do birthday episodes on the fives and tens. And I said, it's Elvis Costello's 66th birthday today. And then I looked at Joe Jackson, and it was his 66th birthday a couple days ago. I was surprised, actually, to find out that two of the angry young men, Joe Jackson and Elvis Costello, were born within a few months of each other. It's crazy. The third one, Graham Parker of Graham Parker and the Rumor. I don't know how old Graham Parker is, but he was an angry young man as well. Now they're all angry old men, so that's what you get. Let's get things going here with probably the biggest hit for Joe Jackson, performed here by American Hi-Fi. They get their roots from Letters to Cleo. One of the members of Letters to Cleo stepping out into his own band, American Hi-Fi. Earlier this year, they released the EP Anywhere Else But Here, which actually contained a cover of Elvis's Oliver's Army, a cover of Another Nail for My Heart by Squeeze, and this one right here. Here is Steppin' Out by American Hi-Fi.
We me there's something going on around here.
What the hell is wrong with you tonight? I can't seem to say or do the right thing. I wanted to be sure you're feeling right. Wanted to be sure we want the same thing. She said, I don't believe it. You can't possibly mean it. I
nobody going to listen to my story all about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single day. She promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Oh, girl, girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there. She's looking good. She acts as if it's understood. She's cool. Oh, oh, oh,
I'm the Man, that's Frankenstein 3000, featuring vocals by Durwood Andrews, a.k.a. Bob Andrews, of Generation X and Empire and Westworld. Those last two bands and TV shows, popular TV shows, but he was in the bands, not the shows. I'm the Man, originally by Joe Jackson. That one from America's Hit Remakers from 2006. Before that, the Joe Jackson Trio from their live album from 2011, a cover of the Beatles' Girl. Before that, It's Different for Girls. That one covered by Trevor Horn, producer extraordinaire Trevor Horn, who even slipped a little bit of his drum machine from the Pet Shop Boys' Opportunities into that cover right there. Vocals by Steve Hogarth from the band Marillion, helping him out on that one, and the Sarn Orchestra backing them all up. That's from a 2019 album called Trevor Horn Reimagines the 80s, and it's really, really good. The Robotanists, before that, from their Shapes and Variations, with a variation on Is She Really Going Out With Him, called Are You Really Going Out With Her, changing both the third person to first person, changing the gender of the narrator, the singer, and a really, really cool cover by the Robotanists from 2010. Start off with Steppin' Out, that one by American Hi-Fi from their Anywhere Else But Here EP from earlier this year. Let's get to another set, and as much as that first set brought the rock and roll, let's have a little bit of a jazz influence for a few of the songs in this one, because that is kind of the crossover that Joe Jackson kind of had. He had that Miles Davis jazz mixed with Angry Young Man rock and roll, and it was such a great combination. This first one comes to us from Dave Damiani, or Damiani, from his Midlife Crisis album from 2015. It's Breaking Us In Two.
Thank you. should be as one for us. I'll fight it out to see it through. They say that won't be too much fun for us, but it's oh so nice to get advice. It's oh so hard to do. We could be much closer if we tried. We could lay at home and stare into each other's eyes. Maybe we could last an hour. Maybe then we'd see right through. There's always something breaking us in two. You're breaking us. You're always breaking us in two. You're always breaking us. You're always breaking us in two. Breaking us in two. Thank you.
Everything you do it for your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love. Fools in love gently hold each other's hands forever. Fools in love gently tear each other limb from limb. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you do, even your rock and roll now, nothing means a thing except you and your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love. They get to feel more pain. I say fools in love are zeros. I should know because there's fools in love again. Everything you feel, everything you do, even your rock and roll now, nothing means a thing except you and your lady. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you see, everything you know now, everything you do it for your lady love, your lady love.
Love. Sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely. Then you find it's all been in your mind. Sometimes you think someone is the one and only. Can't you see it could be you and me? But there's any doubt, then I think I'll leave it out. 'Cause I tell you one thing, you can get what you want until you know what you want. You can get what you want until you know what you want. And sometimes you keep busy reaching out for something. You don't care, there's always something there. Sometimes you can't see that all you need is one thing. If it's right, you could sleep at night. That can take some time, but at least I'm here in line. 'Cause I tell you one thing, you can get what you want until you know what you want. You can get what you want until you know what you want. Sometimes you keep busy reaching out for something, and you don't care, there's always something there. Sometimes you can't see that all you need is one thing. If it's right, you could sleep at night. But can take some time, but at least I'm here in life. 'Cause I tell you one thing, you can get what you want until you know what you want. You can get what you want until you know what you want. I say what you want until you say what you want. You can get what you want until you know what you want.
That is Queen Bee from an album called Wolle Kanne Kirschschein, which basically means Little Pot of Sunshine. Be My Number Two from 2004. Before that, the Andrea Pazza Trio with You Can't Get What You Want, which is already kind of a jazz song, but they jazzed it up even further. That one from the Drop This Thing album from 2010. Curtis Stigers with a cover of Fools in Love from his 2006 release, You Inspire Me. Mary Lee's Corvette with a cover of Hometown. I love how that thing changes tempo about halfway through and picks up and becomes kind of a rocker. I love it. That one from a tribute to Joe Jackson. It came out in 2004 called Different for Girls, Women Artists and Female Fronted Bands Covering the Music of Joe Jackson. Great, great tribute album. And Dave Damiani with a cover of Breaking Us in Two started off that set from his Midlife Crisis album from 2015. Happy 66th birthday, Joe Jackson. Now, last Sunday night, I believe it was, we lost singer Justin Townes Earle. He's the son of Steve Earle, and his namesake was an inspiration to Steve Earle, Townes Van Zandt. So the guy kind of came into life with a lot of pressure, both from his father's mentor and also from his father being a talented musician. And I guess that was just too much. He I don't think it's been released yet, but there were some substance abuse issues recently, and so there's a lot of speculation that that might have had something to do with it. In any case, it's a tremendous loss, and a great singer, and a fantastic performer. Let's get to a set of covers by Justin Townes Earle, starting with a couple of Bruce Springsteen covers. He contributed this one to the Dead Man's Town, a tribute to Springsteen's Born in the USA. Here's his cover of Glory Days.
I had a friend, he was a baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in, he was walking out. Back in, we had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about was glory days. Pass you by, glory days. The wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days. Oh, glory days. Now, there's a girl that lives up the block. Back in school, she turned all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday I'll stop by after she puts her kids to bed. Her and her husband Bobby split up. It must have be 2 years gone by. We just sit around talking about old times. She says when she starts feeling like crying, she starts thinking about glory days. Pass you by glory days, the wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days. Oh, glory days, now. I'll go to the world tonight and drink till I get my fill. And I hope when I get old I don't sit around thinking about it, but I probably will. Yeah, just sitting back and trying to recapture just a little of the glory of time slips away and leaves you with nothing, Mister, but boring stories of glory days. Pass you by glory days, the wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days, glory days. Now I got a 69 Chevy with a 396, fuelie heads and a Hurst on the floor. Tonight she's waiting for me down in the parking lot outside the 7-Eleven store. Me and my partner's son, we built her straight out of scratch, and he rides with me from town to town. We only run for the money, got no strings attached. We shut them up and then we shut them down. Well, tonight, the strip's just right. I'm gonna blow them out in my first heat. Yes, summer's here and the time is right. We're going racing in the street. Well, we take all the action we can meet, and we travel all the northeast states. When the strip shut down, we run them in the street, from the fire roads to the interstates. Well, some guys just give up living and start dying little by little, piece by piece. And some come home and wash up and go racing in the streets. Well, tonight, the strip's just right. I'm gonna blow them out in my first heat. This summer's here and the time is right. We're going racing. Strip 3 years ago, yeah, in a Camaro with this dude from LA. Yeah, and I blew that Camaro off my back, and I blew that little girl away. But now there's wrinkles around my baby's eyes, and she cries herself to sleep at night. I get home, the house is dark. She says, baby, did you make it all right? Now she sits on the porch of her daddy's house, and all her pretty dreams are torn. And she stares off alone into the night, thighs for one who waits for just being born. So fool you shut down strangers, hot rod angels rumbling through this promised land. Tonight my baby and me, we're gonna ride to the sea, wash these sins from our hands. Well, tonight, tonight, this strip's just right out of our way, mister, you best keep. Yeah, summer's here and the time is right, we're going racing in the street. Cafe was closing on a hot summer night. Kathy was cleaning the sponge. The radio played the hit parade. Now I'm along with the tone. She asked me to change the station. Said that song just drove her insane. But I knew it weren't the music playing. It was me she was trying to blame. In the night is all black and still night. On a hill where the angels sang. Funny how an old broken bottle looked just like a diamond ring. But it's far, far from me. So I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. Kathy, she put out the lights. A June bug flew from the warmth he once knew. And I wish for once I weren't right. See, we used to laugh together, and we'd dance just to any old song. She still laughs with me, but she waits just a minute too long. In the night is all black and still night, on a hill where the angels sang. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle look just like a diamond ring. But it's far, far from me. So I started the engine, and I give her some gas. Kathy, she closed her purse, and we hadn't gone far in my beat up old car. And I was prepared for the worst. Will you see me tomorrow? No, I've got things to do. But a question ain't really a question when you know the answer. And the night is all black and still now. On a hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle look just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. It's far, far from me.
I can't wait now.
Justin Townes Earl with a cover of The Replacements, Can't Hardly Wait. That one from his 2010 album, Midnight at the Movies. Great cover right there. Ray Vaughan, Buddy Holly was a tribute album that came out in 2011. Justin contributed that cover of Maybe Baby to that one. Far From Me by John Prine came from the Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows Songs of John Prine tribute album that came out in 2010. Justin recorded that Racing in the Street cover, included it on a Christchurch Woman single that released in 2011, a little backup thing. No stranger doing covers of Bruce Springsteen, though he also contributed that Glory Days cover to the Dead Man's Town tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA from 2014. Great singer-songwriter, tremendous loss, and we'll miss you, Justin Townes Earl. That is going to bring us to the close of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, you know, let me know. You can send an email with your thoughts, your ideas, your your song suggestions, your requests to requests@coverville.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Coverville. Go to the website, coverville.com. It's a place where you can hear all of the previous episodes of the show. Also, a place you can support the show by going to patreon.com/coverville. And it's a great way to not just support the show, but also get some good stuff in the process. Got brand new Coverville t-shirts coming in September, as well as the highly demanded red Coverville t-shirt. Those going into the shop today, or going to get printed, I should say, today for delivery in September. So if you want one, you better get in on it. Go to coverville.com/shop, is it? Or shop.com? Just go to coverville.com, click on the store link. That's what you do. It's either shop or store, and I can't remember which I chose. Anyway, it's there. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. This is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.